This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. India and Bhutan have agreed to establish two cross-border rail links between Kokrajhar, Gelepu and Banerhat Samchi. Union Minister of Railways Ashwini Vaishnaw made the announcement while talking to media in New Delhi today.
The project is connecting two very important cities of Bhutan. One is Gelepu. This is being developed as a mindfulness city. And second is Samse, which is an industrial city. The two projects will take off from the network of Indian Railways at Kokrajhar and Banerhat. The investment which is envisaged at this point of time is about 4,033 crore rupees, 89 kilometers of railway network will be created. India is the largest trading partner of Bhutan. Therefore, it becomes very important to have a good seamless rail connectivity for the Bhutanese economy to grow and for the people to have better ways of access to the global network.
Speaking on the occasion, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said this will be the first set of rail connectivity projects with Bhutan by India. Earlier in the day, Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw and Bihar Deputy Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary dedicated 7 trains, including 3 Amrit Bharat Express trains, to Bihar. Union Minister for Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal has said that the Free Trade Agreement FTA with the European Free Trade Association countries Iceland, Liechtenstein, Norway and Switzerland will come into effect from 1st of October this year. Mr. Goyal informed that the developed nations are keen to sign FTAs with India, which has already concluded such agreements with the UAE, Australia and the UK. The Union Minister stated this while addressing the valedictory session of the UP International Trade Show at Greater Noida today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated the newly built Delhi BJP office at Deen Dayal Upadhyay Marg in the national capital. The foundation stone for this office was laid by BJP President Jagat Prakash Nadda in June 2023. Speaking on the occasion, Prime Minister extended heartfelt congratulations to the BJP workers, calling the moment is filled with new dreams and new resolutions.
आज दिल्ली भाजपा को अपना नया कार्यालय मिला है। ये नए सपनों और नए संकल्पों से भरा पल है। मैं दिल्ली भाजपा के सभी कार्यकर्ताओं को बहुत-बहुत बधाई देता हूं। भारतीय जनता पार्टी की स्थापना को 45 वर्ष हो चुके हैं। आज दिल्ली भाजपा जिस मजबूती में है, वो बीते दशकों में हमारे लाखों कार्यकर्ताओं के त्याग और परिश्रम का परिणाम है।
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has called for integrating artificial intelligence, drones and automated response mechanisms into the country's maritime security framework. Addressing the inaugural session of the 42nd India Coast Guard Commanders Conference in New Delhi today, the Defence Minister said, Indian Coast Guard must continuously adapt, upgrading its training and equipment to guard against threats like cyber and electronic warfare. The probationers of the Indian Statistical Service, Indian Skill Development Service and Central Engineering Service today called on the President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan. Addressing the ISS officers, the President said in today's data-driven world, the relevance of statistics has grown immensely and these officers have played a crucial role in it. At least 2 persons were killed and 22 people have been injured after police reportedly opened fire in a massive protest broken out in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir, POJK, against the government as citizens demand for basic rights. The Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf unit in POJK amplified these protests online, issuing a series of statements accusing the government of incompetence and repression. Internet and mobile phone services remain suspended in POJK. People in POJK continue to suffer massive human, economic and psychological damage as the region remains one of the most severely impacted areas by terrorism. India today swept the podium at the ISSF Junior World Cup in the Women's 10-meter Air Rifle event in Delhi. Ojaswi Thakur claimed gold medal, while Hruday Kondur secured silver. And with that, we end this news bulletin.